Thanks, Joanne. Now I want you all to meet our very special guest, a wonderful soprano Huntsville has a right to claim as one of her own. Angela Brown made her Metropolitan Opera debut at just about this time 2 years ago when she jumped in at the last moment to sing the title role in Aida. She was then hailed by one critic as the future of opera. It turns out that, as popular as Verdi's operas are, few lyric sopranos today can meet their demands. Angela Brown has what it takes. But her studies didn't begin at Juilliard, rather here in Huntsville at Oakwood College, where a voice teacher named Ginger Beasley recognized her gift. Please welcome back to Huntsville, Angela Brown. Welcome, Angela. We've been looking forward to this for an awfully long time.
Oh,
as you can tell, everybody here has too. We're going to talk in a minute at length, but first we'd love to hear you sing. I believe you've met our 13-year-old guitarist, Travis Johnson.
Mr. Firefingers himself.
Right. That's right. Angela, tell us about this spiritual you're going to sing. It's an adaptation of a Moses Hogan arrangement. Is this, yes?
Yes, it's on my newest CD entitled Mosaic, a collection of African-American spirituals with guitar and piano. And it's Every Time I Feel the Spirit. When me and Tyron Cooper, who was my guitarist on this project, when we were getting this together, it just was befitting a guitar because it had that nice little, you'll hear.
All right. Look forward to it. Stage is yours. Our very special guest, Angela Brown, a soprano, accompanied by 13-year-old guitarist Travis Johnson in the Afro-American spiritual, Every Time I Feel the Spirit. Travis, thanks very much. Angela, beautiful. Let's
Thank
learn a little
you.
Bit more about you.
All right.
Now, you grew up singing, but you didn't initially plan on a life in classical music.
No, not initially. When I first came to Oakwood College, I wanted to be a Bible instructor. And also be a gospel singer, mm-hmm. You know, so because I've sung all my life. I've sung every genre of music I think there there could be, except for maybe country and a little blues or something like that. But
your grandfather had a church in Indianapolis.
My grandfather was a Baptist minister in Indianapolis, Indiana.
That's right. So you came to Oakwood. So Bible study brought you to Oakwood College. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. This comes up all the time on this show, the importance of that one teacher, that one connection. Tell us about that.
Miss Ginger Beasley. I call her the mama of my voice. That's right. Let's give it up for Ginger. You know, I often say that if it wasn't for Mrs. Beasley and hearing the talent that I had, that I would not have found Virginia Zayani at Indiana University, who was also her teacher. Oh. So there was this great marriage between Indiana University and Oakwood College. And Mrs.
And a
Beasley
tradition,
would send,
a long
yeah,
tradition,
it was a big
heritage.
Tradition. Yeah. So it was a good thing for me. The Lord blessed.
Fantastic. You're also such a great example of how you have to sometimes try and try again. Get what you want. For example, the first Met audition wasn't the one that got you your big debut, was
no,
it? How long did it take? I
did the Met auditions, which were the council auditions, which was the competition.
Yeah.
I did that four times. Mm-hmm. And the fourth time I said, well, you know, you can't hurt my feelings by saying no anymore, you know? So I'm walking around with no, like he's my man. I'm like, yeah, you know? So me and no got along real well. And then yes came, and I threw no out the door.
That's great. So since that yes moment with the mm-hmm. Met auditions, I guess that was the Star is Born moment. You went from there to understudying, or how did it
come
about?
Well, actually, no. You know, a lot of people think once you win the Metropolitan Opera auditions, council auditions, that, you know, you immediately go and have performances on the Met stage or some kind of capacity, but that wasn't the case for me. It wasn't until 2000, really, when I auditioned again for main stage Metropolitan mm-hmm. Opera, mm-hmm. and they offered me the understudy roles mm-hmm. of Aida and Ariadne at that time.
Wow, those are big roles. Those
yeah.
are fantastic roles. So what happened? When did the call come, and what happened? What did you feel?
A colleague of mine I was covering, I think the second season I was covering, Aida, she was making her Metropolitan Opera debut at the same time, and she had gotten sick and told me the night before, Angela, you're going to have to maybe sing the Zitzprobe. And mm-hmm. a Zitzprobe is a big orchestra rehearsal that you have before you really start going into costumes and staging and everything. And so I was like, oh, sure, girl, I'll be ready. And I'm saying to myself all the time, you know you ain't going to let me sing in front of the orchestra, the conductor, and God. Come on now.
Yeah.
You're not going to give me that opportunity. So I really didn't take it seriously. Well, the next morning, she came up to me and she said, are you ready? And I was like, what do you mean, am I ready? And she says, Angela, I told you last night. She gave me her best girlfriend, okay? Angela, I told you last night that I might not be singing today because, you know, I'm not feeling real well. So are you ready? And so she says, I tell you what, I'm going to sing the first few lines. If they sound all right, then I'll continue singing. But if I feel any strain or anything, mm-hmm. then it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. Well, she sang the first lines of Aida. Mm-hmm. And she did, you know, and it was beautiful. And then she said, after she finished her, you know, long line, then she goes, she sits down and gives me the gun. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, okay. So I had to stand there with blinders on.
Yeah.
And I sang through Aida with the orchestra. So once I got home, because I was a cover, I had my own cover rehearsal that afternoon.
Oh, wow.
So I had to sing through Aida twice in the same day. So needless to say, I was spent. I was ready to be in the tomb with Radamés, you know. And so something said, okay, you didn't turn on your phone. So I turned on my phone, and it started shaking and jingling, and I lifted up the receiver, and all I could hear was my agent hollering, Angela, what did you do? The Met called and offered you 2 performances and 12 covers for 2004-5 season. What
wow.
did you do?
Wow.
And I was like, all right,
yeah.
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I did a good old gospel shout right there on the train tracks. You know?
Well, Angela, things have really taken off, but one of the great things I find is that you're still so grounded. I particularly admire the outreach program you take to Black churches and community centers. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's called Opera from a Sister's Point of View. Now, and I would like to say this, not only, I did begin it in African-American churches, but it's something that I think that reaches to all people. And what it is just a concert, but I put in little interjections about the different operas that I sing and what's happening at the aria that I'm singing that evening, what's happening at that time in the opera. And I do it a little tongue-in-cheek, have a little fun with it, relax people, let them know opera is crazy, first of all. And it ain't that deep, you know. When you think about some of the plots that opera give you, you know, this Swiss cheese, you know, you can see through that. You know what's going to happen, you know, except for in that Aida thing. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to let you know, Aida going, she had gotten away in the third act. She had gotten away with her daddy. Now, her daddy gets killed, but they never find Aida. She brings her dusty behind back. Because it's in the desert, she's dusty. She brings her dusty behind back and crawls in the tomb with Radames. Now, that's the one that threw me for a loop. I was like, oh, my goodness.
I mean, you're playing Aida, but
as Aida,
Angela, would you do
Angela,
that?
As Angela, uh-uh. Mm-mm. It's too many fish in the sea. Another bus is coming. You know?
You are truly an inspiration.